KD Country 94 weather.
At Schoen's Auto Repair, you're choosing the experts. Brothers Brent and Barry Schoen aren't your big town service center auto technicians. Schoen's are downright honest and reliable. If your vehicle needs it, they're trustworthy. In the small town of Downs with big time service, rely on Schoen's Auto Repair to keep your family safe and on the road. Call 454-3318 to schedule your vehicle today.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 98. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows of aloft around 68. Tomorrow, high of 90. Upper 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Low 80s, lots of sunshine Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 89.
Hustler Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Scammers are lurking on LinkedIn and other job sites, posing as recruiters for well-known companies, but instead of looking to hire you, they're really looking to take your money and personal information. It starts with a direct message on a job search site like Indeed or LinkedIn. The recruiter says you have exactly the skill set they're looking for. Next, they'll email an official-looking invitation for a virtual interview along with a job briefing guide that gives you details about your job duties and job benefits. Did that email come from a personal email? Not a company account? That's a red flag. After the virtual interview, you get an official-looking offer letter, complete with the company's name and logo. But after they offer you the job, they'll push for your money and personal information. You'll get an invoice, it's fake, for equipment like a computer they'll order for you, but tell you to pay for it using cash, Zelle, or PayPal. They promise to reimburse you, but they won't because it's a scam. Or instead, they'll ask you for your personal information, like your driver's license, social security, or bank account number, to fill out employment paperwork, and they want it before they'll answer your questions about the job. But if you share it, they might steal your identity. To spot these scams, know that honest employers will never ask you to pay upfront fees for a job or for equipment, and they won't ask you to pay them using cash, Zelle, or PayPal. Anyone who does is a scammer. To avoid these scams, never give out personal information before doing some research. Contact the company directly using a phone number you know to be legitimate, not one you got from the recruiter, or go to the company's website. If you can't confirm the job is real, it could be a scam. The FTC has resources to help you spot job scams. If you spot a scam, report it at reportfraud.ftc.gov. Have a job opening opportunity for you. Start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding, machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners, Osborne Industries as an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes, 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The weekly grief share meetings will begin on Monday, beginning August the 14th, and that'll be at the Zion Lutheran Church at 1019 Blunt Street in Downs. For more information, you can call 454-3733. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com, and don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
So here's Duvall. He'll sting that one. He hooks it down that line and into the corner, but a foul ball. Foul.
That was close.
After review, the call on the field is overturned.
So overturned, and a run scores to make it 2-0.
Red Sox went on to win by that 2-0 final. We'll have more on the game coming up in this sportscast. Also, the Kansas City Chiefs are getting set to open the preseason on Sunday, and the Basketball Hall of Fame inductions will take place on Saturday night. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Well, as I heard moments ago, the Royals suffered a 2-0 loss to the Red Sox Thursday night in Boston, losing 3-4 for the series. 7 proved to be an unlucky number for the Royals as they had 7 hits but left 7 on base and went 0-for-7 at the plate with runners in scoring position. The Red Sox scored on a sac fly in the fourth and an RBI double from Adam Duvall heard earlier. Alec Marsh fell to 0-6 with the loss on the mound, pitching 5 innings, giving up just 2 runs on 6 hits.
You know, the beginning of the game unfolded nicely. Marsh came in, he threw the ball well. I mean, they beat him on a couple. Unfortunately, that ball just got over Blanco's head, and then the ball that hits the foul pole or whatever foul line. You know, so a couple unfortunate breaks, but overall the pitching was really good.
Matt Quatero's team is now 37-80 on the season, while the Red Sox move to 60-55. Next up, KC will come back home for a quick two-game I-70 series with the Cardinals. Tonight's game starts at 7:10 at Kauffman Stadium. Well, after putting in work since the middle of July, the Kansas City Chiefs are set to start the preseason Sunday in New Orleans. Expectations with the team are always high, and coming off of a Super Bowl championship, 2023 will be no different as the team prepares to play a competitive game for the first time since Super Bowl 57. Coach Andy Reid likes where his team is heading into Sunday.
I like the way they're challenging themselves. That's a part you never know coming in how that's going to be, but you see it. So you hear it and see it. They're getting after each other, but doing it the right way. But still, it's competitive out here, and that's a good thing.
Chiefs and Saints kick off at noon. Fans can catch the game on Z96.3 The Lake. Pregame coverage beginning at 11 a.m. on Sunday. The Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame will enshrine 10 new members voted in by the North American Committee this Saturday in Springfield, Massachusetts. A class that features many well-known names includes one with ties to Beloit. Gene Cady, who was a three-sport letter winner at K-State in football, baseball, and track, got his feet wet in coaching basketball at Beloit High School from 1959 to 65. Had 3 stops as a college head coach, most notably at Purdue, where he spent 25 seasons and compiled a record of 5-12-270. He won a National Coach of the Year award 5 times. Among many other honors, Cady will join 4 other coaches, highlighted by Greg Popovich, the all-time winningest coach in NBA history, who is still the Spurs coach, along with lower-level coaches in college, Gene Bess and David Hickson, and former Texas A&M women's coach Gary Blair. A very well-known group of Hall of Fame players includes Dirk Nowitzki, Dwayne Wade, Tony Parker, and Pau Gasol, as well as WNBA legend Becky Hammon, who currently coaches the Las Vegas Aces. The Hall of Fame ceremony will be on NBA TV at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. For more info, visit hoophall.com. That's a look at sports on New Sports Leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.